hey, hey, welcome to another week of the Animal House Show. I'm your host, Vicki Graham, and like I said, we're back live. We're talking with an animal communicator today. Another thing, you know, my last show about the pet loss, I put that off long enough. I think I put off the animal communicator long enough. So, yeah, I'm excited. And I have a wonderful co-host here today, my friend Deanna Thompson.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. She's that's your response. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
Okay, good. Good. Well, hopefully she'll have more to say during the next hour. I was like, she had plenty to say to Len when we walked in. She, you know, first she called him the wrong name, and then, you know, then
well,
she's asking
like Glenn.
Yeah.
So
but then she was asking about his soda. I don't know. She's awful pushy. When I was talking about animal communicators, I posed a question on Facebook, just my own personal page. And she's like, oh, well, if you get one to, you know, if one's calling in, I want to co-host on your show, because I think she has lots of questions. I can't guarantee they're going to be smart ones. No, I'm just kidding.
Shut up.
So I'm sure they will. But actually, another reason I invited her here is because she has three dogs at home herself.
Yeah.
And she's not even a dog person. The rest of the family is. So she has no idea what to do with
but
these
I
dogs.
I had a psychic that told me I was once part of the animal kingdom.
Yes, I know. I know. Yes. And we're going to actually talk to Kim, who's our communicator. The difference between a communicator and a psychic.
You know,
but
I do.
You went to a human psychic, though.
I did. But I do.
Told you all sorts of weird crap about your life.
That was really funny, though. I do believe in animal psychics because there's just too much out there to not believe in it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I saw like this, I think it was like a 60-minute show or whatever episode, and it was this woman that was talking about, oh, yeah, and communicating from the dog. And she just, I mean, dogs have a different, when you're communicating like that, there's like a different wavelength that they actually communicate from.
That's what the show said. We're going to ask
That's
Kim.
I
hear we have Kim on the line. Are you there, Kim?
Yes, I'm here, Vicki.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I actually found Kim through a radio website. Well, she found me. I found her. We found each other. We're good. See, I'm a guest communicator. I could do that. I don't know about animals. I just know when, you know, when Chance barks, it's their time for the meal.
So,
you know?
am I accurate in assuming that it's kind of a different wavelength that you can actually communicate through the animals?
Yes. It's all telepathic. So, it depends, you know, how you do it. And it'll be a little more unique to the individual person. But this is something that everyone can do. So, it's like singing. Okay, everybody can sing, right?
Yeah, okay, whatever you say.
except if you're Vicki in the shower.
All of a sudden, I don't know how reliable our guest is tonight. No,
but some are more talented than others, and so that's how it works. But yeah, you know, you just have to, it's like a muscle. The more you do it, the better you become. So it's just working with it, practicing, and you get better and better. And the messages become clearer. The biggest issue is the doubt.
Right.
So, you know, that little voice in your head that's like, oh, you're making this up. You're crazy. This isn't possible, you know, and you'll discount,
I bet you get that all the time. Because, well, that's one thing. Deanna initially said something about a psychic, but then she talked about communicator. There is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Correct,
yes.
Kim?
Yeah. So a communicator, it's two-way conversation. Like, well, we're having a three-way conversation right now. Like, you guys are asking me questions, and I'm giving you answers, and then, you know, I could ask you a question and you would give me answers. With a psychic, it's just one way. So the information just comes, you know, like a download, so to speak, to the psychic. And it's just that one way.
So do you believe in psychics?
I do believe in psychics. Yeah. In fact, my cousin, she's a medium.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, give me her number. I need a better one. Just kidding.
So the medium talks to others that have left. I mean, they're no longer here on Earth.
That's correct.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay. So does she communicate, those people communicate through other people, or she just gets this voice and tells whoever's asking about them?
You know, she information comes to her in many different ways. She'll get visual. The spirits will actually, you know, come to her. And then I've never really asked her, like, exactly if she hears it, sees it, feels it. What I found, though, is that it comes through six different ways. So you get that psychic download that I mentioned.
Right.
You can see images in your mind's eye. You can hear a voice in your head. For me, it's my own voice. And now people are like, oh, yes, he's totally making up. Well, how I combat that is, if I've never met the person before, I've never met the animal, they live in Pennsylvania and I'm in Colorado,
right,
and I'm describing their house, obviously the animal is talking to me, so I'm not, you know, how else would I know that?
Right, right.
You can get body sensation, you can get sense of smell, and taste as well. Now, smell and taste aren't very prominent for me, but for other people they are. So each person will have a dominant way that the information comes in. And then, like I said, the more you practice, the more that you can tap those other ways that the information comes in.
So you communicate on the dog's perspective as well?
Yes.
You can tell us what our dogs are thinking, and you can tell our dogs, right, too?
Yeah, well, I didn't hear the second part of that question, but yes. What's the second part of the question?
Can you also communicate to our dogs what we want?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Thank God.
Yep.
This will save us a lot of money,
this
Kim.
This is definitely going to be the Deanna and Kim show. I'm just the host. I'll sit back for a minute. I was going to say, I think you more specialize in, like, equine or horses and dogs. Correct. All animals, but I mean, from what I understand from people I talk to in the animal world all the time, because that's what I'm immersed in, horses are one of the easiest communicators. Is that correct?
You know, all of them are. I've had some dogs though that are completely shut down and don't want to talk.
Yeah,
horses can be that way too.
Okay.
But Most of them are so grateful that they're like, oh, my God, finally somebody's listening to me. Aww. And then they just start spewing information, and it's like, and especially if there's something going on. So what I tend to specialize in is I'm also a medical intuitive, so I can, you know, look at what's going on if there's physical issues. I had a horse, for example, that the lady contacted me. She had three vets. She had three veterinarians out to see her horse.
Yeah.
None of them could tell her what was wrong with her horse. So I talked to the horse. The horse told me he had back pain. And I was like, okay. And we told her, gave her all the information. She had the fourth vet out that afternoon, and that vet confirmed that the horse had kissing spines. Now, he didn't tell me he had kissing spines specifically.
Just the back problem, yeah.
Yeah, but he told me that, you know, it's like right behind the withers, right where the saddle sits, like it's excruciating pain and, you know, all this stuff. And then when she told me that the vet said he had kissing spines, I was like, oh, well, that explains everything. And that's where the vertebrae start rubbing together. It's very, very painful.
Okay.
And I had another dog that, in fact, it was one of the gals that encouraged me to go professional. She's like, you know, something's wrong with my dog. I can't quite figure out what it is. And she's like, will you connect with him and see what's going on? I was like, oh, sure. And, you know, right away the dog's like, yeah, I swallowed a piece of my toy. And she's like, she's very intuitive herself, and she's like, I knew it. And so then, you know, she took it to the vet, or I'm not sure what she did, but she was able to get it out of the dog, and he's fine.
See, I have that smell thing going on, and when they start farting, I know there's something wrong with their tummy. That's what I know.
My daughter swallowed a penny the other day.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah.
But did you see her do it?
Well, I checked her pants, and it was in it.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Well, that's what happened.
I guess that's another way of telling. But let me go real quick and let everybody know this. Of course, we are live. It's Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 to 8 Eastern. So you can call in now. Don't call in if you're listening to one of the archives at this time, because Len doesn't like calls at 10 o'clock at night, you know, wondering if we could, you know, if they have a question. I know. Our poor producer. He gets it all. So But we love Lynn. But yeah, so if you have questions or comments or stories, whatever you have, please call in. And let me tell you how to do that. The phone numbers are 719-362-8852 or 719-362-8853. We'd love to hear your questions. So Deanna's not talking all the time, so I would love to hear your question. No, I'm kidding. So she's going to regret coming to the studio today.
I hate you.
Okay, so... And of course, you could listen to us at CosmicBroadcasting.com or TheAnimalHouseShow.com. And on the mobile app. The mobile app is pretty cool as well. So download Cosmic Broadcasting's mobile app, and you could hear whatever's on as soon as you hit it. So... getting back to that, we want our listeners calling in. So, if you people in Brazil are listening, you know, and we'd love for you to call in. Brazil, and what was the last one? We had people in
England. It's got to be like England. 2 o'clock in the morning there.
Yeah.
All over.
Yeah. Well, we had four different countries last show that were listening live.
Good, great.
So, I know, huh? So, if you're out there, we'd love to have some international calls. Of course, we don't have, you know, the toll-free ones, so call on your cell. So, isn't that awesome?
And this subject hits everybody. I mean, everybody is this is a subject of interest for everybody, because everybody pretty much has an animal or has had one. And sure. They always, I mean,
and,
I can look
and
at my...
And they believe in it or they don't.
Yes. And, I mean, so... You know, I can look at my dog and say, oh, she's really happy, or, oh, she's shameful, or... But to be able to look into that a little bit more and find out the reasons why,
right?
That's a talent. Now, Kim, do you feel like you've been born with this?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I discovered when I was two that I had the gift, and
that gift actually kind of runs in families, because if your sister is an intuitive or a medium, that's kind of a hereditary thing, I hear.
Yeah, you're right. It does. It does. Tend to, you know, run in the family. But like I said, everybody can do this, and I actually teach people, you know, how to do it themselves as well. I wrote a book, The Quick How-To Guide for Learning to Talk with Animals, and because you can, because everybody's intuitive. It's just that it's easier when you're younger, because you haven't, you know, learned how to tune it out. And society has just really molded us to where we ignore our intuition.
Just like kids seeing spirits and ghosts and stuff. They usually come, while you're younger.
Yep.
So, exactly.
So,
but
no,
you can,
totally.
Through practice, you can regain, you know, your ability. I mean, some people, it's really easy, you know, like my cousin. Like, she can see people across the veil and, you know, all that. And she's like, oh, Kim, you can do it, too. I'm like, you know...
So she's the one that got you doing this professionally?
No, another colleague of mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she works with horses, and she has a coaching program for equine facilitated, whatever you want to do with horses. And I went to, you know, learn more about her program and just, you know, kind of experience that a little bit. And what they do is they have you interact with the horses before you go in the round pen with them. So, meaning that they'll be wherever, if they're in the pasture, if they're in their pen or stall, you don't touch them, you just energetically interact with them, is how they describe it. They give you a little journal. So, I went and just sat down, went to town, I had like full-on conversations, and like everybody's looking at me like, oh my God, and then I had all the facilitators, well, can you talk to this horse, or can you talk to my dog, or can...
So when you talk to them, are you actually speaking out loud or
telepathically?
Yeah. Well, and I'm just asking because you said you had everybody looking at you. So I didn't know if they are looking at you like you're talking to yourself, if it's out loud, or they're looking at you because, you know, you look deep in conversation without opening your mouth.
So it's telepathically.
Yeah.
And now with my own animals, I will talk out loud to them.
Can they understand you the same?
Yeah. They do. And when I meant that they were all looking at me, I meant all the participants and the facilitators, because they give you so much time to interact with certain horses, and then you regroup, and then you share the experiences and sensations that you felt, and that's when all the humans were looking at me like, wow.
So you said you realized you had this when you were 2 years old. What was the first animal you talked to?
it was, it's actually a tragic story. A neighborhood boy had come over into our yard. We had a big, beautiful blue spruce tree that had a bird nest in it. And he came over and he shot the mother bird out of the nest with his slingshot. And
what an asshole.
Yeah, she fell to the ground, died instantly. And he laughed and ran off. And I was like, what? I had so many emotions, you know, sad and sad. And I was like, ha. Ah. And she had three baby birds in the nest. And at the time, we don't know what happened to the father. The assumption is that he shot the father as well. But the father was missing. And so I was like, oh, so I ran in. I'm like, Mom, Dad, you know, we got to save these baby birds. And we did everything we could, but they ended up dying too.
Right.
And so
yeah.
I was like, you know, this is bullshit. So, yeah.
Can we say that on the air?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Say whatever you want, Deanna.
I was going to say, I'm going to cuss, so I'm going to cuss now, too.
Hey, that's okay. People don't expect anything less from the Animal House show.
Were you able, Kim, to communicate to the babies?
I was able to communicate with the babies. That's how I knew that the father was missing as well.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, you know, is there anybody to take care of you and what's going on? They were so young. That's why we weren't able to do anything.
They were before they were fledglings and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. They were like, you know, freshly hatched and stuff. So, you know, I didn't even think about it. You know, it's just like the information just came in. I'm like, this is what they're saying. This is what we need to do. And
what did your parents think?
My parents were like, okay, well, you know, I mean, I showed them the dead mom, so, you know, they kind of got it. And then, I kept saying that I could talk and heal animals, my family was like, you know, stop telling people that you can do that. And I was like, oh, okay. So I would still talk with them, I just wouldn't tell anybody. And so I learned how to suppress it and to, like, shut it off.
Because then, people looked at you like you were crazy.
Yeah. In 2007, I started meeting, you know, the right people because I was ready for it again. And they're like, oh, yeah, absolutely, you can talk to animals. So I started taking classes and getting books and, you know, studying and practicing. And then in 2010 is when I went to that workshop. And that's when her name is Kathy Pike. Kathy's like, Kim, you need to be doing this professionally.
Yeah, shout out to Kathy. Okay.
So.
Just had to make sure we got that in there again. That's totally cool. So do you do this full-time? I mean, is this how you earn your living? Or this is just like a part-time, you know, because I run a charity called Coats for Canines, but I also have a job that pays me. So, and then I have this. I have to support this show somehow.
Yes, it's my full-time job, but I do other things as well. Like, I give horseback riding lessons. I facilitate horse retreats. I'm going to Costa Rica in March for a spiritual horse retreat down there. And I'm also a photographer and freelance writer. So I do a lot of nature and wildlife photography. So I'm completely self-employed, and this is definitely one of my revenue streams.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. So let me ask, do you have to be actually present, you know, in the presence of the animal to talk to them, or can you do that over? Well, you said you've talked to people and described their houses.
Right. I do not have to be present. I've talked with animals around the world. So because it's telepathic, I don't have to be present. And I can talk to animals that have passed as well. And I've traveled around to some pet expos. And I'll offer, like what the psychics offer, $1 a minute for a reading. And I get a lot of people that come up and say, you know, I just lost a pet, or I lost a pet a couple years ago. And they still have some guilt over, you know, the circumstances and what happened, or it was unexpected, and they want more information. So I can tap in to that animal spirit and get them some information.
Okay. So, Kim, I have to ask you then. I grew up with a little dog named Smokey. He was actually a big dog hit German Shepherd.
Okay.
And the question always was, whatever happened to that dog?
Your parents didn't tell you.
No.
Parents can be so bad sometimes.
How old was Smokey when he disappeared?
I don't know. I actually don't know. He was, in human years, probably 6 years.
Okay.
Maybe.
And Was he in Colorado or where?
Colorado.
Colorado, okay. And just typical, like, looking German Shepherd, like, standard
white
colors?
And black, yep, standard.
White and black, you said?
White or, like, tricolored? Or, like a usually they're, like, tan and black.
Tan and black or whatever,
oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, okay.
It's been a while.
Well, they're all white German Shepherds, so that's why I was like, well, I need to make sure. Because it's helpful if I have.
Sure.
Because I call the image in. So I'm getting a couple different things. I'm getting one. The first one I got was that that he ran away.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one I got, I'm getting is was hit by a car.
No kidding.
So do you think based on your parents' reactions, do you think that might be true?
Well,
Deanna?
See, now, I was raised on a farm, and Smokey was notorious for always going out and chasing the neighbor's chickens and the horses.
Yeah.
And one time, he actually got shot, and he was limping back. I'll never forget, I was playing Uno with my sister, Joanne.
Yeah.
And I was on the couch, and I was like, Smokey is shot. He's limping. And she's like, no. I'm like, no, seriously. It was centimeters or whatever, heart, from actually dying.
Wow.
And my brother was in town. And so anyway, so we healed him up. He's fine and all that. Well, he always walked us out to the bus stop. So I grew up on 5 acres.
Right.
And we had a really long driveway, and he'd always walk us out to the bus stop in the morning. And one morning, I was getting ready for school, and he was, like, really antsy, couldn't wait to get out. My mom let him out the back sliding glass door, and he was gone. So I was getting ready to walk out, and I thought, that's really odd, because he's always walking me out to the bus stop.
Right.
So anyways, ever since then, we never found him, and he always was... So anyway, I thought it was weird.
So you were there. It's not like you came home from school and all of a sudden he was gone. You know, like,
but we didn't know he was missing until much later. Yeah. So
right.
But I don't know. I was
okay.
Just
okay. Well, actually, that's really interesting. We'll get more back to Smokey, but Len is giving me the break signal because we have to let our advertisers talk a little bit and hear a little bit about them. So we'll be back in 3.
Are you tired of cleaning and want more time that is stress-free? For over 7 years, Clean Castle Service has been doing the nitty-gritty chores in your home or office. Call today for your free consultation and let our staff tailor-fit a cleaning schedule that meets your needs, whether it's weekly cleans to the one-time deep clean. Call 719-323-7155 or visit us at cleancastleservice.com and let our friendly staff serve you. Again, 719-323-7155. That's Clean Castle Service, where you are royalty.
A new Fit You is waiting to emerge at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio. Hi, I'm Tom, and I have a variety of ways to help you strengthen your body and mind. Whether it's individual personal training, class sessions in martial arts, or my nutrition workshops, I have what it takes to help build self-confidence, learn self-defense, or just blow off some steam. We always all have steam to blow off daily. Classes are available for adults and kids. Just call, click, or come by and let me help you take the first step to a new, healthier you. We're located at 2519 Airport Road in the lower level. You can call us at 719-930-6365 or check out www.tchafer.com. Again, T C Hafer, SEEHAFER.com for more information. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio.
Happy Living Forever gives single men and women new ideas and ways to be in a fulfilling and loving relationship. You receive the exact skill and know-how to have a long-term relationship so you can once and for all escape the dating market and live your own love story. For more information, visit happylivingforever.com. Tune in to the Connection Puzzle Radio Show every month as Suzanne will be hosting her segment, Happy Living Forever. Call into our studio lines to participate and ask questions.
Don't forget, you can take our shows wherever you go. Download the Cosmic Broadcasting app. It's free for your Apple or Android device.
Show. you can give them to the birds and bees.
Hey, welcome back to the Animal House Show at CosmicBroadcasting.com. Don't forget, if you don't catch this, if it's not Tuesday, 5 to 6 Mountain Time or 7 to 8 Eastern, 4 Pacific. I'll cover all the time zones, what the hell. You could find us on iTunes or Podomatic or, of course, on our website, CosmicBroadcasting.com, and hit all the archives. Also, I'd love for you to like my Facebook page, which is The Animal House Show, and I have all the links to the archives there as well. So, plus, I post funny shit on there. People, I do. I get a lot of, like, the funnier the better. People always like it more, you know. So, I post funny animal pictures and stuff. And then I talk about our guest, like Kim. Hey, Kim, what's up? Kim Baker, animal communicator. As a matter of fact, that is your website, kimbakeranimalcommunicator.com, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And I want to let all your listeners know, Vicki, that if they go to my website, there's a free book that they can download that talks about animal communication and how it helps to heal one of my barn cat's broken legs and that little story. So that's free. They can get it there. And if they decide that they want to purchase the quick how-to guide for learning to talk with animals, and they mentioned that they heard me on your show, Vicki, I will send them a free guided meditation that walks them through connecting to talk with animals.
I will definitely put that on the site and everything. It'll be on our Cosmic site. We'll go ahead and put it there, the link and everything, and then I'll also put it on the Facebook page.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, we have a lot more people following the Facebook page, and Facebook's fun. I don't care what people bitch about. Anyway, I get free stuff. You know, are you guys, either one of you, well, Deanna and I talk about this, about clout. You know, you sign up for clout and it talks about your social influence, you know, via all the mediums, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
right,
and stuff. I get lots of perks. I mean, lots of perks. I just got, like, a big old box full of toys and treats from Hill's Science Diet, and I just got a free hoodie and some chocolate spread and other stuff from this free trade company. And, I mean, yeah, just from posting on social media.
If I get one of those as a Christmas gift this year,
I know. Maybe I shouldn't have posted the picture.
No re-gifting.
Oh.
So what do you want for Christmas, Kim?
Oh, now we're getting into re-gifting. Oh.
I just heard on another show that, you know, a lot of people re-gift. Usually cards and, well, fruitcake and wine and alcohol. Those are big things.
Why would you re-gift alcohol? How can you do that?
Well, if you don't like that particular...
Yeah,
if you don't like that. Like if somebody gave me Jägermeister or something. I don't like Jägermeister,
right.
So I'll give it to somebody else that I know does.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with re-gifting. I think that,
no, not at all. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to use it, I mean, you're still thinking of the person.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And if you know that person would really enjoy it and they would benefit from it better than you because you're not going to use it or you would throw it away, then absolutely re-gift it.
Exactly. So I know when I said Jägermeister, Len whipped his neck around there and he was like, whoa, hello.
Just know that alcohol, all types of alcohol, will be consumed at my residence.
That's why I was wondering about re-gifting alcohol.
There you go. If you don't drink, then you can give it to... Okay.
But for all my future guests, I just want to let you know, Tuwaka is my drink. So
Tuwaka.
So if you're going to be coming into the studio anytime soon.
This is going to be a very eventful New Year's Eve for you.
Yeah, yes. You know.
Yes.
I'll have like 6 bottles of Tuwaka. My husband would be like, what the hell, no beer?
Chill Tuwaka preferable?
Yes. Well, I'll put it in the freezer. So anyways, okay. So speaking of that, you know, people get lost, you know, when they drink sometimes. So let's, I'm going right into that. So can you help find lost pets too then, Kim?
if they haven't been drinking.
I bet if they were drinking, your communication would be off a little bit, huh?
Yes, I think it would be. And if I were drinking, my communication would be off too. Because when you drink, it actually, you know, kind of opens up your energy field you can get bad things to happen to you and stuff like that. So, but with lost animals, Oh, what's that?
I heard about that. It brings, like, negative energy or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've known a couple of different people that, you know, play in that. That's more of like a medium space and reading auras and stuff like that. I don't do that. But yeah, they can look at a person and just be like, oh, and then entities will attach to you. And it just makes it easier for bad things to hook onto you.
Well, if I pick out the entities I'd like to attach to me, there's a couple might not be too bad. I'm just saying. But okay, so getting back to the non-drunk pets that are lost. So can you help find them? Somebody calls you and say, I've lost my pet.
I do. You know, lost pets are not my specialty, to be perfectly honest. I will help people try to locate. Lost pets are really challenging because it's extremely stressful for the person and for the pet. The pets usually are on the move, so it's really hard to keep up with them. But there are animal communicators out there, and there's one in Colorado. She's an evergreen. Her name is Ellen Cohn. She specializes in lost animals. So I typically, if there's a lost animal, I won't charge because, again, I have a 50-50 success rate with it.
Okay.
I prefer not to charge. I try to help out, and then I refer them to Ellen. And she's pretty good. And there's all different ones. You know, if you just go to their websites and stuff, you can look and see, you know, what they specialize in and all that. But absolutely, there's a gal, she's called the Cat Detective, and I've interviewed her on my radio show. She's out of Dallas or somewhere in Texas. Maybe it's San Antonio or Austin. And that's what she does.
Just keep naming cities. We'll get there.
Yeah. Hey, Kim, what's the most amazing story you have about finding a lost pet?
It was actually a friend of mine, and she's like, you know, we can't find my dad's cat. And I was like, okay. And I said, so I can, you know, I asked for a picture, and I'm like, her name was Mocha. She's a little black cat. Very cute, very shy, very timid. And so I connected with her, and I was like, you know, where are you? And she started to show me her surroundings, and she showed me, like, lattice work. And I was like, all right. So I described that to my friend, and my friend's like, what? We don't have any of that around here. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, again, I don't know what to tell you, but that's what I got. So she thought about it, and she got home that day, and she went out and looked in. Sure enough, her neighbor had just put that up underneath their porch, and she hadn't realized that that was there.
Oh.
So that happens a lot, actually. I will, you know, the animal will give me information. I will pass it on. And the person's like, what? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And then 2 or 3 days go by, and they'll call or email me back and say, oh, I know what you were talking about with that now, and it makes sense. You know, because sometimes it just doesn't resonate right.
Right.
Wait,
right.
No, so finish your story. So then what happened?
Deanna's all antsy over here. You should have brought the wine, I tell you. Jeez.
So finish. Go ahead.
So with the lost cat?
Yeah, with the lattice cat. Yeah.
Yep. So once she recognized that it was her neighbor's, then she went over there and she found Mocha right away and brought her home.
Oh, that's great.
Was she trapped underneath the lattice? Under
no,
the porch?
No, she just was hiding.
Oh, okay.
She was just hiding. She didn't know how to get back home. And she found a spot that was safe from the dogs in the neighborhood and the foxes.
Gotcha.
In the neighborhood.
What would one say to that? I went to an animal psychic and...
Well, but a communicator. She's a communicator.
Or a communicator. Like, how did that conversation go? Knock, knock, knock. Hi, I think my cat is under your lattice.
Well, she didn't.
I'm sorry, can I snoop around your back deck there?
I have a feeling about that lattice you got there. I don't know.
Well, some people don't have any problem. They say, my animal communicator said, my dog said, no, no, no.
I think it's becoming more accepted now, though. Do you find that, or do you still find... You know, a certain percentage of the people give you this weird-ass look going, you do what? You know.
You know what's interesting is I think that on the West Coast, meaning like Denver and West, it's more prevalent. And you start to go back east to, like, the south, like Texas and stuff, they're like, eh. The Midwest and the east, they think you're a bunch of crackpots. Mm. But
yeah,
some of them are open enough that they're like, okay, you know, well, I've got nothing to lose, I'll try it. And I find a lot of times, the people that come to me, I am their last resort. They've tried their vet, they've tried trainers, they've tried this, they've tried that. Nothing is working, and they're like, well, I have nothing to lose, right?
Right.
So they try it, and then guess what? We find the answers because whatever the situation is, you know, most often it's behavioral, and we get to, you know, we resolve the issue. Now, the other thing that I find is the animal will very clearly state what, because I'll ask them, what is it that you need to stop doing this behavior? Maybe it's, you know, peeing in the house. And they will say, okay, well, I need this or I need that. In fact, I have a really good story to tell you about that here in a minute, about a German Shepherd, actually. And the human will be like, well, I can't do that. I can't comply with that. So, okay, then we'll do a compromise. Then we'll say, all right, so your human, you know, says, well, what about this? And we'll come to a compromise, and then they go. And sometimes it works, but when it doesn't work, you know what it is? It's the human that didn't hold up their end of the bargain. Now, the German Shepherd story I have is, this lady had adopted this dog, and, you know, he was going to be put down and all that, and she got him. He had terrible, terrible separation anxiety. And when I say terrible, this dog, when she would go to work, would open her kitchen cupboards and throw out all of her dishes, and they would shatter all over the floor, like serious destruction.
Mm.
So it was like, okay, what is it? What is happening to you when she leaves? Well, he had no idea that she was coming home. Like, he'd been passed around so many times, and, you know, he had lots of baggage, and he needed to know that she was going to return.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay, well, what do you need to know that she's going to come home? And he said, I need a trail of kibble out the kitchen, around the living room, through around the dining room table, and he had, like, this whole pattern, right? And I'm thinking, okay, this lady's really going to think I'm kooky, right?
Right. Like Hansel and Gretel kooky.
Exactly. So I tell her, and we both look at each other like, okay. And again, she's like, well, I have nothing to lose, right? So the next day, she goes to work. Before she leaves, she puts the trail of kibble out. She goes to work. She comes home. She's like, oh, my God, what am I going to find at home? Is my house going to, you know, be completely destroyed? And it wasn't. The house was fine. It was exactly as she left it. The trail of kibble was still there, minus probably a handful of kibble.
Wow. That's amazing.
So what does she do every day when she goes to work? She puts a trail of kibble around the house.
God, that's so much work.
But you know what? It works. It's what he needed to feel safe and
right.
secure. And so, I mean, it's like your child. If your child needs to sleep with the light on at night, you know, you eventually work to where you probably don't need to put as large of a trail of kibble around, or you don't need to leave the light, you know, the main light on. Maybe you can do a night light. You know, you try to take baby steps to siphon that off.
Right.
But it's no different, right? And that's what I don't understand. Is what's frustrating for me sometimes doing this work is because we open this door of communication, and it's like. Your boss says, hey, I have an open door policy. If anything's bothering you, I want you to come talk to me. So you go, you tell your boss, you say, yeah, this is bothering me. And your boss is like, okay. And then doesn't do anything about it. And basically slams the door in your face. And you're like, well, that was a waste of time. Why did I bother doing that? Well,
right.
we do the same with the animals. So
right.
If you're going to open that door and invite them to share their feelings and what it is that they need, especially with the rescue animals and stuff, please don't slam the door in their face. Please try to work with them.
Right, right. Speaking of slamming the door in everybody's face, I got to take another break.
<That's> Great segue.
Len's like, oh, great. Make me look like the bad guy.
That bus looks really good right now.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, you're listening to CosmicBroadcasting.com and the Animal House Show. We'll be back in a few.
Bonnie, don't get everything, it's true. Water, don't get, I can't use. All I want, that's what I want.
Tired of cleaning and
and want more time that is stress-free? For over 7 years, Clean Castle Service has been doing the nitty-gritty chores in your home or office. Call today for your free consultation and let our staff tailor-fit a cleaning schedule that meets your needs, whether it's weekly cleans to the one-time deep clean. Call 719-323-7155 or visit us at cleancastleservice.com and let our friendly staff serve you. Again, 719-323-7155. That's Clean Castle Service, where you are royalty.
A new Fit You is waiting to emerge at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio. Hi, I'm Tom, and I have a variety of ways to help you strengthen your body and mind. Whether it's individual personal training, class sessions in martial arts, or my nutrition workshops, I have what it takes to help build self-confidence, learn self-defense, or just blow off some steam. We always all have steam to blow off daily. Classes are available for adults and kids. Just call, click, or come by and let me help you take the first step to a new, healthier you. We're located at 2519 Airport Road in the lower level. You can call us at 719-930-6365 or check out www.tchafer.com. Again, T C Hafer, SEEHAFER.com for more information. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio.
This is Shoshana French. Please tune in to my radio show, Simple Spirit, every Friday night, 5 to 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Each week, I will feature a new expert who will be teaching us how to nurture our mind, body, and spirit so that we can live a life that we love. Only here on CosmicBroadcasting.com. Again, that's Simple Spirit, every Friday night, 5 to 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Only here on Cosmic Broadcasting.
Don't forget, you can take our shows wherever you go. Download the Cosmic Broadcasting app. It's free for your Apple or Android device.
And the ladies.
Are there really all these guys here? Oh, not again.
Do you want to dance?
Yeah!
Hey, guys, I'm talking to Kim and Deanna. This is the portion where we sing. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God, no.
Uh-huh. You make me wanna shout! Shout! Come on, guys. Shout!
Now we're dancing.
Shout! Shout! Come on, Deanna, really?
No, I'm too shy.
You're too shy.
Sorry. I sing in the shower, and that's about as good as it gets.
but Kim Baker said that everybody, you know, could practice and become better. I mean, I'm out to prove her wrong in that area, but
I'm going to need some training on that.
Yeah. So do you offer...
the main thing you need to understand is that it's radio. Nobody can see you.
Exactly.
If your voice is bad, you can point at the person to your left or right and say it's not you.
Yeah, but that bad voice was all mine. And my picture, people can find my picture anywhere. They're like that Vicky Graham. What the hell? You can't sing worth shit.
Hey, but props to you because you wear it.
She's fun.
I know. See, okay, I want you to tell me, Kim, if my dogs, when I sing, how badly they're hurting.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding.
Bad.
No, seriously.
They're like, Mom.
Seriously. They look at me. I mean, I have a couple of them that run up on me and are like, are you okay? I mean, seriously. They are concerned. They are seriously concerned.
When you're singing?
When I'm singing, yes. I truly believe that. I mean, yeah. But
you strain when you sing? Maybe that's what's going on.
I don't know. There's some kind of screeching, some kind of, yeah. You know, there's, you know, no tune involved. I don't know. But, my dogs, there's a couple of them that are like, okay, is everything okay with Mom? I mean, they must think I'm dying or something. I don't know. Because it probably sounds like it. So, anyways, we're on with Kim Baker, animal communicator, and learning lots of interesting things. Deanna's like, this is so much fun.
So
she's
awesome.
Like, I really like her. So, yes, Deanna loves you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys both drink wine. You get to exchange wine at Christmas. I'm kidding.
I'm not exchanging.
She's going to buy it for somebody and keep it in her house. So I'm sorry. Here's a gift certificate for King Supers. Anyways, so. Yeah, because we know here in Colorado it's 3-2. I mean, you know.
Right.
Go get some 3-2 beer at Safeway. Anyways.
That you'll overpay for anyway.
No, yeah, that's why I love visiting my brother in Phoenix, because they actually sell alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Down there. So if I wanted to pick up a bottle of wine with a, like a spaghetti dinner or something like that, I'm cooking, or he's cooking, you know, but at least I get
good
the
job,
ingredients.
Yeah.
But, you know, go down, it's all one-stop shop.
Yeah.
You know what
yep.
I mean? And
yeah.
I just wish that they would.
But you could go to any grocery store here in Colorado and there's a liquor store in the same center usually.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I lived in Tucson for 4 years and a friend of mine lived in Flagstaff. And it was so funny you brought this up, because I was just telling a friend of mine on Sunday, actually, and that we would order pizza and we would ask the delivery guy to stop by and buy us a bottle of wine. And we just pay, I mean, of course we pay for the wine, but we pay an extra,
to pick
it up. And it's like,
it's big time.
And we're thinking, somebody's got to do this in Denver.
Yeah, but can you imagine all the crap you got to go through just to get some kind of license for that?
You got
to
find a really crooked delivery driver.
Yeah, exactly. I could start collecting numbers for the ones that come to my house. So
just give me directions. I'll do it.
Yeah, okay. Len is. So you're going to. Which one are you going to work for? Are you just going to go? You're just going to go say, hey, I want Domino's tonight. And while you're. So if you could go to Domino's, pick it up, and then on your.
Doesn't matter. My motto will be, did the check clear?
Did the
right. Maybe you say cash only.
Is that cash? So, Kim, I have a question. Like, what is the most interesting part of your job? What do you like the most about it?
I love that the animal's personality comes through.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they're all unique, just like each human's an individual. Some of them have a wicked sense of humor. And that horse that I was telling you about that, you know, had the three bets out and none of them could figure out what was wrong with him. The first words out of his mouth were, these bets are stupid.
Oh, God.
That sounds like something I would say. Awesome.
I mean, poor guy is in, like, so much pain. But, I mean, it was just so funny the way he said it. Because, you know, their tone of voice and their personality really comes through when they're talking to me. And so, I love that.
Okay, can you pick, I'm wondering, since we asked about Smokey, can you pick up on my dogs? I mean, I have four dogs, three pit bulls and a Rottweiler.
Okay.
Can you tell me, do you need their names or anything like that?
Yeah, you got to tell me which one you want me to connect with.
Well, I was just wondering if you
all
could pick out of the four, which one is my, you know, my most, best behaved.
Or best behaved. Well, they're not going to think the same way that you do.
Or the ones, okay, the one that loves me the most. Who's the one? No, I'm kidding.
Not really.
Okay, no, probably not.
No.
Yeah,
okay,
that's not a fair question, because they all love you.
They do. They prove it, you know, when they lay on me
but
in bed and push me out.
There's one. Hold on. I think it's a female. There's one that's more like, he or she is showing me a little halo, a little angel halo over, that's kind of more of mom's pet, like the teacher pet kind of thing.
Yeah, I do have one of those. Not a female, it's one of my males. God, I hate admitting that I have a favorite.
He's more feminine than the others. And not in like a bad way, but just his essence is. That's why I was picking up. He's more sensitive.
Yeah, I would probably. That'd probably be. Oh no, that sounds more like Rocco, my Rottweiler. He is so sensitive. He won't leave my side ever. I mean ever.
Now, Kim, do you believe that animals still stick with us even after they pass?
Good question.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell people this all the time. So, it doesn't matter what religion you have, they cross the veil, they go to the other side in the spirit world where the soul resides. It's, you know, whatever your concept of heaven is, it's, you know, it's great. It's awesome. And then they come back. So, they're basically just picking a new physical form. Now, they can come back as a dog, they can come back as a cat, they can come back as a horse, they can come back as a human. But I have, in fact, one of my dogs was a cat that I grew up with, my current dog. And then one of the gals that I like her book, I studied her book, she had a similar story. So she had a black lab that was named Birdie that passed. And a couple weeks later, now before Birdie passed, she jumped up on Marta's shoulders and licked her face in a particular way. Now, this dog never did this before. Now, I know that's typical dog behavior, but this dog had never done that before. And so then Birdie passed. A couple weeks went by. She got a new puppy. And the puppy did that same behavior. And Marta's like, what the heck's going on? Because she doesn't allow her dogs to do that. And the puppy kept doing this behavior, and then all of a sudden it dawned on Marta. She's like, wait a minute, are you Birdie? And the minute that she acknowledged that this was Birdie's spirit, the puppy stopped doing the behavior.
That just gave me goosebumps. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yep, okay, speaking of that, because we're talking about, you know, pet loss and everything, my last show had two pet loss professionals on.
Okay.
And we were talking about people who, you know, they're more selfish than selfless. And they keep these pets alive.
Right.
You know, because, you know, they don't want to let them go. But do you realize, I would imagine, that's the last loving act I think you could do for your animal is to put them down, get rid of their pain.
Yeah.
And so is that what you hear from a lot of them? And have you communicated that a lot with their people, saying, look, she's telling you it's time to go, to let her go, kind of thing?
I do send that message, yes. They say it in a much more eloquent way than we could ever put it. They do say, it's time, you know, it's time for me to go, it's time to let me go. I also, you know, will work with, if they're close, then basically it's between the person and the animal to come up with a sign where the animal does a particular thing that the human instantly recognizes, okay, they're ready to go.
Oh, wow, okay.
All of them, and it happens a lot, and they love doing this because they all want to go at home, you know, or instead of being in a vet's office. Or,
right.
And there are, you know, vets that will come and do it at your home. Now, if you've got a larger animal, like a horses and stuff, then you're not going to do it in your living room. But you can't, well, you could, I suppose, if you wanted to, but most of the horses want to be in, like, their favorite spot in the pasture.
Right.
Everybody, and the horses especially, they want a chance to say goodbye to their friend. And so giving them, you know, that time, and then they, same thing, you create a sign, and when the horse does it, then you know, okay, it's time, and then you call the vet out. And it's such a more peaceful passing. Now, you guys know this, but animals don't have the same, you know, hang-ups about death that we do, because they know that they just cross over to the veil, they hang out, and then they pick a new physical form and come back. So it's just all part of life, actually.
So right. You know, out of all of Vicky's animals that have passed already,
I had to put four down this year, yeah.
Are there any of them that have been reborn already, do you know, or?
Not yet.
Not yet. They're all kind of hanging out with her.
Yep.
So they, yeah, I knew it. I told you.
She does it a lot. Back, I told you. You know.
Told you.
They come back when you're ready. When you need them, because they do. They provide a service for us. And what's interesting is the dog that I have now, like I said, was the cat that I grew up with, which was actually my mom's cat. So I said, well, why didn't you go to my mom? And he's like, she wasn't ready yet, and you needed me.
Wow, huh? I see. I don't know that, because I'm always ready. I've learned to deal with putting the animals down, because I know as soon as they're in pain, as soon as they tell me, you know, I mean, there's other ways that they tell you. Physically, you know, my last dog, you know, when he didn't come up to the room last night and separated himself, you know, and stayed, you know, a couple floors down, I knew that was the day. You know,
right.
he was ready. Without talking to him, he communicated with me physically, you know, I mean, at least him. So, but I feel a huge sigh or sense of relief when the vet checks their heart and it's has stopped, because I know they're in a better place. I just know it, and I know it was best for them. It has nothing to do with me. It's always for them. So, but I think that's the problem with what a lot of people have. They think it's, you know, it's always me, and not actually thinking about the animal and what the right. animal's going through.
Exactly. And it's tough, though. I mean, you know, all of us animal lovers and owners, I mean, they're a family. They're our children. And so it's hard. It's so hard to say goodbye.
Oh, sure.
And it is. And you have to look at their quality of life. That's what I always come back to is, because I know for me as a human, I have a living will. Like, I don't want to be a vegetable.
We were just talking about this today at work. I'm like, move me to one of the states that allows, you know, somebody, yep. to, doctor assisted, you know, just exactly. get me out of Colorado. It's because I don't think Colorado's one of the states. Like that bride that just went, you know, she was like in Oregon or something.
Took that pill.
Yeah, the doctors helped her with the medication and stuff. So, yeah, I'm like, move me. If anything happens to me, move me to one of those states.
Well, and
we do it for our animals, right? I mean,
sure.
We don't prolong it quite as long as we prolong, you know, human lives. I mean, look at, we keep humans alive for much longer than they need to be alive, too.
Oh, you know? I totally agree.
And they're more alive after they pass.
Yeah, no, I totally
Which is
agree.
What
totally agree.
A lot of
so let me ask.
Understand.
So people, we gave people your website. It's KimBakerAnimalCommunicator.com. What right. other ways can they get a hold of you, Kim?
They can call me, which my phone number is 303-981-2127. Okay. That number again is 303-981-2127. You can also send me an email, which is kim@KimBakerAnimalCommunicator.com.
Okay, terrific. And we'll go ahead and post that stuff again, too. But it's time for our You Are That Idiot segment. So I love this segment.
This is so stupid.
It is not stupid. We call out a lot of people, and I don't give a crap.
Oh, no.
I'll be like, toot your ass, you know. So, but that's why we have the Benny Hill theme going, you know, idiots. Anyways, so... this week's idiot, actually, it's a collective idiot. We did the people of Aurora before for, you know, not repealing the ban. Okay. Or a majority of them, you know, people that were just uneducated. This time it's the people. I don't know if you guys saw the picture that was going around on social media of the Miami-Dade animal shelter and all the animals that were lined up outside because they didn't have room anymore because people are dropping. What? Yeah, people are dropping off their pets at the shelter because they're going on vacations. They're giving up their freaking animals because they're going on vacations over the holidays.
Never should have had them in the first place.
Exactly.
Wow.
I mean, so anybody who does that, okay, I'm going to put it this way. Anybody who does that drops off their pets because they're going on vacation, you're an asshole.
Did you drop off your kid because you're going on vacation? What the hell?
Well, I probably would do that. Not my animals. No, I'm kidding.
Some people should not be parents.
My daughter survived. My daughter is almost 22 years old now, okay? So, and the people that are going to pick up the pets, you know, for holiday gifts this year, I'm telling you now, this is a lifetime commitment.
Oh, boy.
Don't you frickin' do it at any time.
Puppies.
For any reason. Give your, you know, your animal back or turn them into the shelter. Because a lot of them will. Sort of like Easter with the rabbits and stuff.
Right. Well, in research, it's like when the Dalmatian movies come out or the Husky movies
yes.
come out. Everybody wants a Husky or Golden Retriever or whatever. Research. Get the right
exactly.
animal for your lifestyle.
As a matter of fact, New York City, a huge amount of bulldogs right now are being dumped in shelters because there was a big bulldog. Oh, cute, cuddly bulldog. Oh, look, they have all these medical problems. And they're dumping them off. So anyways, Len's telling me I have like 2 seconds. So I want Kim Baker. I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Kim, you're awesome.
Thank you, Vicky and Deanna. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Deanna. Kim. Thanks for co-hosting. Like I had a choice.
Thanks, Vicky.
Okay. So I just wanted to say thanks again for listening to the Animal House show on CosmicBroadcasting.com. And we'll catch you another live show next Tuesday.
Goodbye.